The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Thorough and Your Questions, episode 328. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vail.
What's up?
And Brian Monjoma.
Yo, Capcom, what are you doing to us people here?
Uh-oh, what Capcom do this time?
We see you the way that they released those trailers of Resident Evil 8.
Well, getting them boys thirsty, you know? Getting them boys thirsty. Capcom, man, you know what you're doing. Anyway, no Chris action. You know, he entered the Odin sleep again, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't have his power extreme. He had to tap out.
Yeah. And you know, Brett will show up when he shows up. You already know how that goes. Tonight's show should
the
be
the bread of the wild.
Tonight's show should be interesting because we actually didn't get a lot of questions this week from the fans.
Oh man, you mean you don't got no questions?
Yeah, like we always said, it's like, you know, this is your show, guys. So this short, yeah. Fault, not ours. You know, but obviously, if you guys are in the chat right now, you want to ask us any questions, gaming questions, feel free to. You know, without further ado. But the thing is, all the questions we got are extremely like pertinent. They you know, they're good questions because they all happened this week. And here's the thing, this shit that we're going to talk about for the next couple of questions, this happened on Friday. I'm very, very mad about this. I'm like, this should have happened on Thursday. Would have been our lead topic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after
what was it, the PlayStation store closing? What was it, the, I can't even remember.
I honestly don't remember what the hell. Listen, man, when we do these shows, I say we move on to the next thing, man. I honestly don't remember what the fuck the lead topic was last week. Or
obviously not anything worth remembering very well.
Well, this week was boring until Friday, you know, and then fucking Twitter exploded, you know, providing me endless hours of entertainment, free entertainment, these crying fanboys, you know. Oh, I forgot to pimp the show. Vampire or some random shit for a minute.
Yeah, but I mean,
as you know, fuck, let's just ask the first question. You guys go.
That's the first question. Yeah.
All right. Let's just start with the first question because I'm pretty sure everybody has things to say. But the problem is, I don't have the Chiron shit ready. So give me a sec here. But it is about MLB.
Chiron.
You already know, man.
MLB the show.
Yeah. Actually, I'll Brett showed up perfect. I'll set it up and then I'll ask the first question. Okay. So on Friday, it was announced that MLB the Show 21 will be coming to Xbox Game Pass day one when it launches.
Mm-hmm.
But on PlayStation, PS5 specifically, $70.
They got to pay for that.
People
shit.
Were fucking livid, bruh. You know, they were livid. So
Game Pass was.
You know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're saying like their whole, and we'll get into it. But it was more like, why the fuck, you know, this is a franchise that's been on PlayStation forever, and now these motherfuckers get it for free? That was their whole thing, you know? So let me
that's
ask
what Game Pass is.
Yeah, well, you know, PlayStation.
That's what they were promising. Everyone's like, they're not going to be able to deliver. Like, well,
let me ask the first question, then we can dive right in. This one is from Damian. He's back. You already know. Damian never stops listening to us, man. All right. With MLB The Show 21 coming to Game Pass on day one, should Sony put it into PlayStation Now or PS Plus to lower the number of people playing it on Xbox? Very interesting question, Damian. So go ahead.
No,
guys.
The thing about it is, the first thing to know about this, we actually talked about this on the show, that MLB the Show would be coming to Xbox. Now we just finally hear that it's actually coming to Game Pass,
yeah.
And the reason why this happened is because Sony was forced to do that because they are the only ones with the MLB license at this point in time. If if the MLB license was like at EA and a couple of other studios, it'd be a different story. So my guess, what happened was they said, well, you're the only guys with it. Put it on the other one.
Yeah,
that's MLB, what they did. I mean,
MLB. Yeah, it was Major League Baseball's decision a while ago. Exactly. Last year, they talked. Even before that, yeah, like 2019, they talked about it.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it's like, okay, so what's so wrong with having this? I mean, I'm going to say this. Did anybody, any of you out there who own PlayStation, did you just say, oh, I need to get this PlayStation so I can play some MLB The Show? No, you didn't. You want to play fucking Last of Us. You want to play God of War. You want to play whatever the other exclusive things that they have on there. You're not chomping at the bit for no MLB The Show. I can tell you that.
I think they just bitter that it's not part of the PS Now. That's what it is. It's like, well, they're not paying up front for it, but they are. If you're paying a monthly service.
You're still paying a monthly fee for it. You're not really getting it for free. You're paying a subscription service. Number two is, come on. Let's like these exclusive like day one on Game Pass things. Those come with some serious fucking money. That's fucking Microsoft again throwing out their biggest exclusive, which is cash. Money. They said, all right, Sony, you know what? This is the only game in town. Let's toss you some money so this can be that on here too. I mean, if anything, it's a good thing that they're collecting that. They can literally recoup a bunch of their, you know, recoup a lot of their development time, you know, development money off of that initial payment without even having anything sold yet.
Because think about it, like it's smart, especially with a sport franchise because it's season based. So they say, all right, let's say there's like what 8 months of the baseball season. I don't know. I don't like baseball. I don't follow. But let's say 8 or 9 months. If somebody's into baseball, there's a good chance they will sub up just for the 8 or 9 months. That's still a good amount of money right there. Yeah. To get somebody to sub in just so they can play the whole entire MLB season on their device. So, yeah, it'll pay off.
Yeah, I don't – and as far as the people playing it online, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to say this. I know everybody keeps saying, you know, Xbox, this is the best deal in gaming and all that wonderful stuff. But at this point in time, they're still at that point where they haven't had those things that get people on there yet. That's when they start getting those amazing games that they keep saying that are coming. But at this point in time, I mean, this is fine. And I've never had any issues with this sort of stuff, but I feel like the moment when it starts to cut into whatever companies' things make them special, that's when I think that's when I think it becomes a problem. Like, why, if everything is on every single console, then why do we even have multiple consoles? We just have one console that just everybody goes to. Yeah, but I just think it's fine. It's not a big deal, to be honest. And I think the Sony fans shouldn't be fighting this one because it's like, what? It's just it's MLB. That's fine.
No, Brett, go ahead.
That wasn't me. Okay. But
I know you have
happy to jump in.
Yeah, jump in, man.
Yeah.
Okay. My big thing is like, okay, so I don't see the problem here. Microsoft said that they were going to do something, and they succeeded in doing it, and everyone's like, oh my god, pearl clutching, fucking. This, so what? Like, there's going to be games that cost money on PlayStation and a subscription on Xbox. That's the business models of both of these companies. And quite frankly, I said it before, I'll say it again. I genuinely don't have a preference. I play more on my PlayStation, but I kind of like some of the moves Microsoft is making, and I have both. So I don't understand where this – the meat of this thing is, now I have to pay for something that the Xbox get for free. Grr. Well, yeah, as you guys said, it's not free. It's a subscription service. B, that's the thing Microsoft has been pitching you. It's you can't act surprised. But, you know, it's kind of like if you're like, hey – I'm gonna unleash a wild wolf in this room on Tuesday. If you're in that room, it's fucking your fault. I don't care if you didn't believe what I said. It's kind of the same principle, and I expect more of this. And the only thing that's, you know, a backlash is that people are upset that more people can play the same games as them, which is just weird and stupid.
And I just think it's just so silly that it's MLB The Show that's causing them to lose their minds off.
Dude, it's going to be anything. Wait until a real fucking game hits.
Yeah, by the way, I should just say this just in the interest of fairness. MLB The Show always sold extremely well
Yes,
dude. Yeah, it's an evergreen
baseball
title.
It's the only it's a sports game, and it's the only baseball game out there. So
yeah. None of us care about it. That doesn't mean there aren't a lot of people that do. Yeah,
no, but again,
I just want to make that very clear. But, it's like just because we again, don't care about it doesn't mean it's not a big success.
But again, all the people that make that game a success don't give a shit about what thing it's
100%. The people complaining are people who are mad they're losing exclusives. You know, here's the thing. They're not mad that they lost it. I mean, the exclusivity thing, they're mad about
they're not,
it. But they're mad. They're mad because they lost ammo for the console war.
Hold on. Language is an important thing here. They didn't fucking lose anything. They shared it. And that makes the whole thing sound a whole lot different.
Yeah, but here's
you know, when you're mad because they lost exclusives. Yeah, that sounds bad. Like, they're mad because they have to share exclusives. Well, that sounds petulant and childlike.
Yeah, they are mad they're sharing gear, but they claim that they lost it.
They're not losing anything. They can still log in and play the game whenever they want. Yeah. The only thing that they're losing is the smug satisfaction of sitting there knowing that they're better than other people for a reason that they're not actually better than other people.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, is the tall poppy gets cut in this situation. The people really, really complaining are kind of the problem people, man.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, Brett, you should have seen the shit I got this weekend, bro. Because I had the gall to say, hey, you PlayStation guys realize that you can still buy the game, right? They're not taking it away from you. Ooh, they didn't like that. They didn't like that at all. You know? Fucking crazy. Yeah.
Stop speaking sense. Yeah. Stop talking sense, you.
By the way, to answer the question directly, Sony's not going to do that. Sony's not going to give you that game.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
You know, Sony, here's the
They're going
to.
They
think, you know, because he's like, will they do this to get more people to play it on PlayStation? What the fuck do they care? Sony's making money. You realize this is a game published by Sony, right? They're still making money. It doesn't matter if it's on Xbox. Sony is still making money.
Here's the long prophesized return of old Sony that I've been featured about. Here's what's going to happen. People are going to get mad, and Sony is going to ignore them because that's what Sony does. And they'll just get madder and madder and madder until Sony's like, here's an exclusive. And they'll be like, awesome, and shut the fuck up. Myself included. Like, that's what – we just get more and more mad at Sony, and they drop a fucking Spider-Man. You're like, God damn it. Okay, fine.
There you go, but yeah.
Sony's an expert at ignoring problems.
For all the shit that Sony deserves, is this something that they deserve to get shit for?
No,
objectively,
no, they don't.
I don't think they're getting shit, but I think it is fair for people to look at them and say this is not a good value for me.
No, they shouldn't.
No. Well, what kind of shit do you mean? Like people actually legitimately saying Sony's a terrible company and personifying it, or saying that's a really bad business move to charge $70 for something your competitor is giving away for free.
The latter. Like,
if it's this, yeah. The latter, yeah, that's absolutely fine. You can be critical of their business decisions. You can be critical of them as a company and their decisions. I fucking know I am.
Yeah.
But
hear that every week. So, but I think it's, you know, it makes sense. Like, why hold this game locked down to this platform when it's not one of the games that moves the needle in any direction? You know, if you consider exclusives as important, you should recognize which games actually matter in the grand scheme of things. You know, The Last of Us, if it goes on Xbox, then you have a problem. Kind of like if Halo is on PlayStation, then it's like it kind of doesn't make it seem like something's going right. I mean, MLB is a good franchise. It sells pretty decently. It's better to have both of those audiences on Xbox and on PlayStation. I don't see anything wrong with whatever PlayStation and MLB and Xbox did.
Nope.
No, from a consumer standpoint, it's all win. Yeah, that's why it's weird that
fanboys.
That's why
it needs to be for these type of sports franchises. It just makes sense that way. Come on now. NHL,
let me ask you: would it have felt different to you guys if they had come out with it for like $35? You know, like some sort of discounted price. Like, at least for me, they're like, "Oh, if it's $35, like, yeah, you're paying the Xbox subscription on this side, you're buying the game on this side." I think a lot of people are just upset at the gall that not only is it a full price game, but it's a full price $70 game. That's that, and you're like,
it's a full.
Yeah, they're pretty mad about that.
But it's also a full. It's a full price. It would be if you're buying it on Xbox, isn't it a full price game on Xbox?
If you buy,
it's on both. Yeah, if you're buying it on,
yeah, yeah.
Well, it depends. Yeah. If you have, I think if you have Game Pass, you get a discount. I don't know anything
you
about that.
You get it. You Game Pass, you get a discount. Yeah. But thing is, and also, we don't know how long the game is going to be on Game Pass. It varies depending on the game.
Yeah, it won't be there forever, you know?
So it's not like we know, oh, it's going to be up there for 3 months. We don't know that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, then the price Game gets. Pass. The price gets muddled if you're like, well, I played it for 2 months on Game Pass, and then I paid $20 as a discount fee for the rest of the game. Like, how much did you pay for the game? I don't know. I was playing other games on Game Pass. Like, the beauty of Game Pass is, like, you're going to be ADD as shit. Like, the Sony's where you go in there, like, I want a story. I want to be wrapped in something. I want an experience that I'm going to, you know, dig into head first for a week and, you know, really ruminate on and think about. And on Microsoft's side, they're like, we got indie games and other games and shooters and fucking Yakuza just... extra. So yeah, it's different experiences, man, which is why I really, not to go on a tangent, but I really don't understand these fans. Like, is it one of the mindsets that they're particularly fond of? Do they have an issue with people like on Microsoft who are more multiplayer oriented, more ADD? Like, I know that there's been cultures with the consoles as long as there's been the consoles, you know. Yeah. Like, people don't talk on PlayStation, for instance, but you know, do they hate the mindset of these other gamers? Like, is it that fundamental, or is it just as simple as I'm a brand whore yelling on the internet?
Yep.
I think it's brand whore yelling on the internet.
That other thing you brought up, that's never even come up in the topic. They've never said, oh, I don't like that mentality. They've never said that. It's just, fuck those guys. Xbox.
I don't know. We've talked about that. Like, and back in the day, you guys remember like the Xbox crowd.
These guys, dude.
Well, yeah, but you remember back in the day, the Xbox crowd had, you know, like, that's the Halo crowd. That's Call of Duty crowd. I think they've shaken those labels, though.
Yeah, the looter box. But that doesn't come up as much. And I was just like, fuck those guys. They suck. They ain't got no games. That's literally what it pulls down to. He's like, but they got games. Now that they got games, you're mad, ain't you? You know?
Ooh, they're going to be. I'm telling you, I just. Can we make the Elder Scrolls release a special on Throwdown, because I think there's going to be, because Sony fans are going to be so mad when it's an exclusive.
Yeah, hey, it could be. Who knows? That could be the lead topic.
The internet's going to fucking explode,
and it's going to be hilarious,
dude. If I were Bethesda right now, I'd just do it as exclusives, just for that. You know, it's going to generate so much news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we'll cover it. You already know. All right, let's move on. Again, we got a lot of questions about MLB, so we'll keep talking about it. So, yeah, to answer that question specifically, no, Sony's not going to do that.
Nah.
And they don't need to. And they don't need to either. You know, all right, next up, this one is from Mob Hits. All right. Will having games like Outriders and MLB The Show on Game Pass at launch bring in subscribers faster than Microsoft expected to Game Pass? Can't hurt.
Yeah,
can't hurt. I don't know if you guys want to add to that. No, that's literally my answer. They can't.
No,
hurt.
I say the same thing. Can't hurt.
If you're into baseball, there you go.
But yeah, again, like it also depends on who the game, what type of gamer that is. Like, again, where. I mean, in a world where people, where, you know, granted the sales, digital sales of games have been going up, will people know enough to just go buy it at a store, or will they, you know, or buy it on Game Pass? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's making, you know, it, again, it throws off the whole thing, like, oh, Xbox has Game Pass, no games. It's getting games now. You know, Outriders, say what you will about it, I know it had a really shaky launch or whatever, but. You know, that's a big AAA, not exclusive, but it's a big AAA game by a big AAA publisher. That's big, you know. Sony guys have to pay for that shit. Xbox guys do too, obviously, but, you know, through the subscription. And I believe, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that game's...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, nobody ever seems to talk about, like, okay, yeah, it comes out on day one on Game Pass, yes. But at the same time, how long is that going to be?
Well, they cancel because some are still there from the beginning.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure it's Microsoft. So. I'm sure it's all of Microsoft's games.
Well, but there are a bunch of third-party ones, a lot of Ubisoft games and stuff I see on there that've been there since the beginning. So again, there's no clock. It'd be cool if they had a little clock, like once you download and you take a look and it says, hey, if you decide to buy, you get this 10% off. But it should say a clock, like, oh, it's going to be on for the next 4 months and 23 hours and 14 seconds.
They'll tell you when it's leaving.
They'll tell you. Yeah, they'll give you a heads up, but. That's toward the end.
They don't want to. They don't want to give you a. They don't want to give you a cutoff point.
No. They don't want to do that. You know, because they want you to think it's going to be there for a while. You know,
kind of like the way Netflix does it, where it's like, hey, you put it in your favorites list. Oh no, it's gone.
Shit! Everything on my favorites list is gone already.
Yeah.
But I think it'll help. I think people go, oh, Game Pass is serious right now. And here's the thing. The guys who they really need to bring in are Xbox owners. Because it's still weird to me how most Xbox owners aren't subscribed to Game Pass. It's weird, isn't it? Xbox owners I'm talking about here, you know? You know, and I've talked to a few of them. Like, I want to own my games. I don't fuck that shit, you know? That's the answer they give the most. Like, I don't like digital. I want to own my games, you know?
Well, I mean, to be honest, we're talking about PlayStation Store closing down a studio.
True. Yeah. So I guess you can't blame them, you know. But like,
no.
I mean, I barely play Xbox. I have fucking Game Pass, you know. But then again, you know, thank you Microsoft for hooking it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't really have much more to add to that. Like, yeah, it's a good thing that there's not really much. I know it ruffles the fanboys' feathers and shit. Because again, they don't like. They don't like when Microsoft gets a win, you know, the PlayStation guys. And it's funny, Craig, because last gen.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Last gen, it was the other story. Now, last gen, the Xbox guys were the biggest fucking crybabies out there, right? Whining, wah, 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 wah. You know, and the Sony guys were, like, strutting around like peacocks, right? Like, yeah, we got the games, bitch. We got the games. Now it's starting to turn. Now it's the Xbox guys going, yo, we got games. And the Sony guys are like, wah, 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 you know? Kind of funny how that works out. So it just goes to show you that. It goes to show you no matter what console you're, like, beholden to, it's the same fucking mentality. You're stupid, you know?
You just complain.
Fucking bitches. You know, I said it, you know? But it is amusing, though. Like I said, man, it's free entertainment on Twitter this weekend for me, man. But it gets to a point where I'm like, okay, I got to mute my fucking threads because these guys are just going at it. And here's the thing. Brett, I don't argue on Twitter anymore, bro. What I do is I put my tweet out there. They argue with each other. Some guys will talk some shit, though, but it's like, all right, bro. Because I just said simply, hey, PS Now is not the same as Game Pass. What are you talking about? Yes, of course it is. Yes, it is. Like, no, it's not.
No, it isn't.
It's not at all. What the fuck are you talking about? You know? It's fucking crazy. All right. It's enough of that. Moving on. Next
question.
This one is also about Game Pass. A little bit of a twist, though. I think we kind of covered this, like, on the bottom of the surface, but not exactly on it. But it's interesting nonetheless. All right. With Game Pass attracting more developers, can Microsoft get Japanese developers to release games on the service? It could be a good way to get games you would normally see on PlayStation. Yeah, it would be. But again, we talked about this many times. It's up to the fan base, man. Microsoft has tried this shit a bunch of times, fails every time. But Microsoft guys don't care. They don't care about RPGs and shit. They want shooters, you know?
I mean, yeah, literally, they had the guy who created Final Fantasy and Akira Toriyama create a fucking game for it, and it did shit.
Yeah.
They had that. the guy who literally created the design for Sonic the Hedgehog, who created a game exclusively for Microsoft, did shit.
Didn't they have Final Fantasy guy there?
No. Yeah, they did. Blue Dragon was Final Fantasy.
Yeah, guy. And so was the other one.
No, Lost Odyssey was also him. Both of those games did shit. Again, the guy who designed Sonic the Hedgehog created a game.
Yeah,
did shit. So it's like they were trying to do it, but it just once you hit that once the shooter game sort of kind of, you know, became the bee's knees of the console, that's all anybody could see on there.
Yeah, but to be fair though, the Yakuza games are doing pretty well on Game Pass. People are playing them, so that's something at least. You know,
I think the thing about it again, you see the one thing about Game Pass is it does give that ability to without a lot of, you know, not a lot of investment to actually try out something that you wouldn't normally try. Even Brett said this before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we just said that right now. It's for ADD snack. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit because I'm on the other side of the fence when it comes to that. That's not something I would like, but hey, well, I'll talk about that a little bit later, you know. I don't think it's gonna help. I mean, it's helping Yakuza, so maybe you could say it could, but I don't know, man. Because no, the Xbox crowd, they like a very specific type of game, you know?
Well, but I feel like
traditionally, at least.
Traditionally. Well, maybe this will help them, like, diversify.
Yeah.
Because, again, if they get games on Game Pass where, like, hey, I don't... Again, to them, they don't pay for it, quote-unquote. They're just saying, okay, I get Game Pass and I have all these games. So, hence, if it's just there and... You take Brett's mentality of, oh, it was just there. I was bored, so I tried it out, and then I like it. So, yeah, like maybe Game Pass is the key to, like, to unlocking the inner weebs. Who knows?
Yeah, no, you're right. Because again, Yakuza is a good example of that. You know, so could maybe
like, and they put out
it unlocked Adams
the game on.
Yeah, it did. You know, Rabbit Manny.
They put the last Yakuza game. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Manny.
Manny, you first, and then Brett. Like, Jesus.
All right, we're too polite. Anyway, I was going to say, they put the last Yakuza game on there. Well, was it the last Yakuza 6 or whatever was on there?
They're all on there now.
Yeah, they're all on there. So, I mean, yeah.
All right, now Brett.
There's a whole market that's kind of untapped there, in my opinion. How do I put it? So... There are tons of things on streaming services like Amazon or Netflix or things like that that took almost like series that took almost 2-3 seasons to really, you know, fucking kick off. Right. There are people that are not on the bleeding edge. They're interested in this kind of stuff. And that way of viewing video games, I've come to realize, is just it's not in this industry. There is no casually pick up and try something. Everything is commitment. Everything is money. Even, you know, Steam is the best because you can get a game for $2-3, you know, a negligible amount of money. But everything you do in the gaming industry is a monetary bet. And so if you don't have a lot of disposable income, you're usually paying a lot of attention to, you know, the things that you'll try. And I've come to realize that consumers are the same as fucking, you know, Sony is. They're afraid to try new games. They're afraid to try new things. Like, you know, the great game Evolution. You play as a monkey evolving into a human. Great fucking game. Hard pitch.
You mean Ancestors? You know,
yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
So, you know, much like the DVD crowd and the Netflix crowd and the streaming crowd, there's a ton of people who are kind of behind that first wave. And that's where a lot of franchises make their most success. So if you have these games kind of even free streaming, you generate hype for your sequel.
Yeah.
So this, you know, this is really good for franchises to even just get on here. Because, yeah, I imagine a lot of the big problems with games, and I've heard this from devs, is just getting people to want to try and play them. So, you know, they do flash sales and humble bundles to try and get people to try them and play them. And, like, that's not a main avenue. That's kind of a workaround. So, and I really think that's what Microsoft's trying to do. And that's kind of one of the things I like is, like, okay, so I have this for, you know, a subscription service, you know, it's got my Netflix of games. I just play the fuck whatever. And then I'm going to invest in a game and spend time with it and love it and, you know, make a commitment. Probably going to go with my PlayStation. That's how it is.
Oh, pizza. Watch out!
So,
here. Go ahead, Carlos.
I think, while it didn't really, you know, hook anything on the Xbox crowd back in the day, I still think it's important to try to get that because they have another platform. Well, they have multiple platforms now with PC and mobile.
My PC.
So you never know. I think it would be a good attempt to, you know, try to get some of these developers on board. I mean, they already got the Yakuza stuff. So maybe someone on PC is like, hey, I want to play through the Yakuza franchise because all my friends keep talking about it. Should I buy all Yakuza 0 through 6 and Like a Dragon, or should I, get Game Pass for $15 and, you know, pay maybe like 30 for 2 months and, you know, go through the whole franchise? You never know. Stuff like that could get people.
I think it's good, man. You know, and again, Yakuza's like the only like kind of subject I have, but I think it's a good one. It's like guys like, oh, I'm playing this shit for the first time. It's awesome. You know, it's like Streets of Rage is 3D.
You know? I wouldn't have tried without Game Pass.
Yeah, see, there you
even
go.
Even with Tony raving about it, man.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't really understand what's going on here. I don't really understand what the draw is. I don't want to throw money at this. Yeah. It was a Game Pass, so I didn't have to, and I liked it. Now I'm a Yakuza fan.
There you go, man. And that's exactly what Microsoft wants, man. That's exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, because now Brett's not going to leave that subscription. He's like, fuck this shit. I'm staying right on Game Pass, baby. You know? So he's good. All right.
Dude, I can pay a yearly chunk of money and know that I have video games no matter what for the next year. There will always be something to play for the next year. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, you ain't running out, man. Let me see. Let's look. Nate, what's going on, brother? All right. He goes, for people that need to do that, but I know what I like. Okay, he goes, there ain't a genre in existence anyone could introduce me to, and a lot of these Game Pass users can't see some people been doing this before they were born. Like, what's he talking about? I guess dabbling in games? Game Pass is great for exposure, but ain't a gamer in here except for maybe Brett that hasn't played whatever we want. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, that's my main problem with Game Pass. Is like, the games that are on there, I'm like, I played this shit already, you know? So I understand that mentality.
Yeah, that's my issue.
You're an industry professional, though. Like,
Adam's not an industry professional. He's the same, in the same boat as me. Carlos is not an industry professional. He's the same way as I am. We play all the games when they come out, you know? So there you go, man. There's gamers like us, too, you know?
You already know.
Right now.
And Chris is not here. He also plays games on they come out, too, you know?
No. I'm saying, what are you playing now?
Well, there's nothing to fucking play right now, unfortunately, you know?
So, yeah, basically, what I'm hearing is I'm not a fucking salesman for Xbox or anything like that, but, like, if you have a backlog, there's probably something on there for you. I'm not saying it's your first pick.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Again, you guys are probably, nobody here is old enough to remember the second
game. The only game I play on my Xbox is my Rockstar Table Tennis, and I still play that. And that's the only game, and I own it, digital and physical, and that's all I need from that.
I got to interject, though. I got to interject on Brett's point. We all have massive backlogs. That's not something that we are struggle with, you know? We don't need a subscription to have a backlog.
Yeah.
You know, just look at our Steam libraries. It's ridiculous.
I don't even look at that.
Game Pass would just make the problem even worse, you know?
What was it? Last week, I've been doing the free download from Epic Games. They do every Thursday, they post the free game download. So I did that. I don't even know what fucking game it was. It's just a habit now. I go at 12 o'clock and I click down. So I decided to look at my collections. Fucking, I got like over 67 games. I've never played even one of them.
Yeah.
But I have all these games in it. That's another backlog.
And you know what? We got to fill up time tonight. I do want to say that it's like, I don't really have that whole thing like, oh, here's the game that looks interesting, but I just don't want to pay for it. If I'm not willing to pay for it, that means I'm not interested in it, you know? So that's not even a thing. And then the other thing is like, you know, just try this game. You know, it's not a big time commitment. I'm like, but it's still a time commitment. If I'm not interested in it, I'm not going to spend time on it, you know? So that's where I'm coming. I mean, again, I understand some people are like that. Like, hey, that game looks kind of interesting, but I want to pay for it. I'm going to try it. That's cool. I understand that. But me personally, I'm like, if I'm not willing to buy it, then I'm not interested in it to begin with, you know?
For me, unlike when it, not like the Game Pass so much, but with the PlayStation Plus stuff, a lot of the games that end up coming on there were games that I'd already had interest in, but never, for some reason, never picked them up initially, you know?
Yeah.
So
again, I get it. Game Pass is cool. Like I've always said, it is a great thing, but for me personally, you know, not so much.
I find the idea of a Game Pass, while it's cool for quite a bit of people, I find it probably also has the Netflix problem, where there's just kind of a lot of garbage on there that I don't know where to start. You've done that before, where you essentially spend so much, like you want to watch something on Netflix, but you don't know exactly, you know, some of the stuff that's on there, some of the stuff that you wanted to watch is gone. So then you start looking for something that looks interesting and you end up spending like 2 hours looking through fucking Netflix, trying to figure out something to watch and you still haven't found it.
Oh yeah, that definitely happens. 100%.
So I can imagine that happening with games on Game Pass, unless Game Pass's library isn't that vast.
Nope, it's happened to me, Manny.
Uh-oh.
This my whole life. I was like, I don't know what, like, I download this, I guess.
Yeah, for me, the biggest use for Game Pass is just whenever first-party stuff comes out.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the only thing.
Only thing I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Gears, Halo. Yeah. Ori, MLB, exactly.
The right. For me, that is the best use of Xbox, like, or Game Pass. New Xbox games, day one. That is cool. But, like, the old shit, why? You know? All right. Let's see, you guys have it.
I can't.
Yeah.
What's it called? I had a joke. Nah, it's not gonna work. Never mind. Yeah, go on.
Did. Yeah.
Mine's more of a complaint. Fucking,
whoa!
I'm really angry. I've been angry for a few days now with fucking Activision and with Sony.
Well, that's dying about Game Pass, though.
No, it's just something that you just brought up. Something I'm really upset now.
Right. You
know what is it? What is it?
Yeah, what can we do to help? Yeah, let's go into intermediate mode, Ranch. I shut the Chiron off. Give us your complaint, man.
Fucking complaint. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. All hyped, right? That was one of my best games of the last year. I loved it. So happy. We got that update. The update came up. So I had my son with me. I'm like, yeah, we're going to play this on the PS5 with the update. Load up. First thing it does, oh, let's set up your HDR settings. Oh, do you want Tony Hawk to teach you how to play? What the fuck? Wait, what's going on? Level 1. It's doing the same shit. It's not seeing the save file. I have my save file, my PS4 save file on the damn hard drive. It's not seeing it. I had to look onto YouTube and it's like, oh, you have to go. You have to uninstall the game altogether. Reinstall the PS4 version. Then go into the settings. Do an upload save file. Then it uploads it to another special location. And then when you do that, then update the game to the PS5 version. Then go back into that setting and then download the save file. So that way you can sync it up. It doesn't see the save file that's already on the hard drive, and I just don't get this shit. Why is this so fucking complicated?
Sony.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, there's no fucking reason. I mean, the save file is there. I've been playing the PS4 version on the SSD. That was like the only one of the few games I say that I transferred my PS4 to the SSD just so it can have the fast load time. And so the save file is there. I have it loaded in the cloud and on console. It says it. But if you go to your storage, it's like, oh, your save file has a PS4 save file and a PS5, but they're both on the console. Why divide it like that? Just put it together, because now with fucking games, it's my third game that's done this shit. You know, and yeah, then of course we know
another one.
Well, Yakuza, fuck them, because they were like, oh, we're not even supporting your PS4 save file. With this, at least there's some backdoor way of getting it to work, and I haven't tried it because I've been frustrated. But with Yakuza, they openly came out. It's like, no, we're not supporting any of your PS4. Oh, you put in 50, 60 hours? Too fucking bad. Do it again. We're not seeing it. That's bullshit.
Yeah, Avengers is another one where it's like you have to go through this whole fucking circle.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what when I looked up on, I found on Reddit, they were like, oh, how to do a Tony Hawk? And it was like, yeah, it's like the Avenger bullshit. I'm like, oh, Lord. Why? And they Sony. At least help, you know, yeah, it's like, tell people this shit. Tell people, oh, by the way, before you update, because now I got to uninstall the whole shit and do the whole reinstall of just get the PS4 version. Because when you go to version, I clicked on PS4 version, load that one. It will not do it. For some reason, even though I select PS4 version, it will automatically switch me to PS5. It's like, nah, you know you want the 5. You know, it's like, no, I need the fucking save file, and you gotta let me do it. It won't let me do it. And then sure enough, I look online, people said, same issue, had to uninstall the whole shit, re-download it, but to download it just a PS4 version, and then make sure you force it, because I don't know if you've seen this as a message. Are you sure you want this? Whenever there's a PS5 version now, yeah, it gives you this prompt. It's like, are you sure? And it wants to default you to the PS5 version. You know, they don't want people. Yeah, they don't want people. Yeah, it's fucking. It got so upsetting. So that's it.
Hey. It sounds like you want to have a talk, Mr. Jim Ryan.
Man, we all want to talk to him.
What happened to, there was a comedian, I keep forgetting his name, but he said it best, and it applies to game. He said, what happened to just going to the fucking produce aisle and in the milk aisle and just getting good old fucking goat milk? I mean, what's it called? Moo cow fuck milk.
Goat milk.
He said, no. He said, moo cow fuck milk. That was it. He said, I just want moo cow fuck milk. I don't want silk milk. I want soy shit. I want the moo cow, the milk that it comes right out of the fucking cow. Just that, the shit that I got in damn school.
I think I know who you're talking about. I don't know if you also talk about like the same thing with coffee, right? You go to Starbucks, like you want regular ass coffee, and they offer you 50 fucking million things.
Exactly. And that's the same shit. What happened to just fucking download the game, just play it, and that's it? No. Now I got to go through the settings. Then every fucking, this is other shit. Other shit that pisses me. I'm turning HDR off completely on my PS5. Whoa. Fuck that shit. is the fact that every game does the same shit. All right, let's readjust your HDR. Why the fuck did I go through all that on the console if every game wants me to do it separate? And then whenever there's a fucking update, it tells me to change shit. Oh, we did an update. You want to change it? Let's go and change the hues and the brightness. Can you see this little square? I'm like, you know what? I can't see. I can't see the bullshit right here. I'm turning it off. I'm tired of it. I want just to fucking press start. The shit loads. I play. I shut the shit off. I don't want to have to go through all these damn settings.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah. Struggle is real, man.
Yo, yeah. Man. Yo, man. That's some tired. Dennis Miller type anger right there.
Just tired. I just want to fucking play. I want the MoCal fuck me. That's all I want. I want the basic MoCal fuck me.
Hey, they're in the chat. They're feeling you, Adam. They're like, yeah, yeah. Bullshit.
This is bullshit. Just want to fucking play the game. That's one thing I got to give props to Nintendo, even with all their scams of like, oh, we're pulling the game from the store now. You can't play it no more. You know, at least I fucking download the game or I put the game card. It shit plays. Yeah. It plays. It works. It doesn't ask for HDR. Doesn't ask for a fucking blessing and want to see my eyes drain. None of that bullshit. It just plays.
Oh, man. Asking you to pray to the Vita hanging shit, you know? Guadalupe.
Right?
Oh, man. All right, yo, let's move on. That was good. I like that. Good
it checks if you've been baptized. It checks if you've done your
confirmation.
Naughty and nice
shit. Oh, I remember the whole thing with id Software and all that shit where you had to log into their server first to play a fucking game. You know, well, again, why do I have to? I'm already signed into a service. I'm on PSN or Xbox. You see my shit. Yeah, but we want to double see it. We want more info from you.
Yeah. Oh, shit, Adam and Nate, they got him with Yakuza 2, man. They fucked him up. You know, he had a pro. He was chilling. And
that's the shit. And then for those people, that's what I did. I love that game. And what did I do? I said, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm not going to play that PS5. I just reinstalled the 4. Yeah. That was it. I PS4 version, and that way I can keep going my save file. I'm not doing all that shit over again. I said, you know what? I don't need to see all the fucking bells and whistles. Fuck that shit. My time is valuable. I already put in some ridiculous amount of time. I got kids, man. I don't got shit.
Take your fucking time back. That's right, man. All right.
Take it back.
Right. This is a bonus question because, again, we're taking these tonight for Mob Hits and also by Game Pass. All right. Would Game Pass be successful on PlayStation?
Yes.
Here's the thing, though. You're going to have to heavily modify it, though, because I don't think Sony's going to want those third-party games. I think it's going to be nothing but Xbox exclusives, you know, because otherwise, what's the point?
I definitely think that if Game Pass was on PlayStation, being that they want you to buy their games off of their service. So my guess, I think so. The version of Game Pass, it probably will exist on, you know, they always talk about, you know, you're talking about it being on Nintendo, on the PlayStation and maybe Nintendo. It would probably just be all the third party, but a lot of the third party games, probably it would just be first party games, which is not bad either.
No. Not bad.
There's quite a bit of legacy on there too.
Yeah,
and here's the thing.
EA do it.
Here's the other funky thing. Third party games, but at the same time, maybe not recent third party games, but maybe old ones that aren't even on the PlayStation anymore.
Yeah,
because they're literally like a lot of their library that they're closing off in July and August, right? That's all shit that's already still on Xbox. Like right now, you can get Contra. What is it? Rogue? Contra Hard Corps Uprising. You can get that on Xbox, and it plays on the new ones, but you can't get it on the old ones.
What if people would rather play the Metal Gear HD Collection on Game Pass than on PSN now?
Well, it's the thing about it is, isn't it hilarious that a former exclusive game that was on there can only be played on the competition?
Yeah. By the way, I guarantee you Metal Gear wouldn't be on there because the games have to be played locally, which means optimized for PlayStation. Mm-mm. You know, it would have to be streamed. It would have to be the xCloud. So I think it could happen, but it'll be maybe years from now, and it'll only be first party games. They're not going to put third party games on that shit, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be. I agree. I don't think it'll be third party or a lot of the recent third parties.
Yeah,
but exactly. I think legacy may not count.
Yeah, no,
Is anybody here or even in the chat that subs to that EA one? EA Play, that sub service that's on?
You guys subscribe?
Yeah, anybody into that?
I think I have it. I'm not sure. I have so many fucking subscriptions. I think I may have it. Because, again, I these game subscription things are pointless for me. You know?
Yeah, because I have a buddy that he does it on the Xbox.
Okay,
I think
it works. Who is this? Ash Corvus has it, Adam.
Okay, the question is, do you get a discount or anything when it comes to purchasing? Because I know it's timed. I had a buddy of mine who does it on Xbox, and he does it for Madden. And he was telling me, oh, I get to play it early. But then something about it that it stops. And then he has to buy it from there. So it's not like, oh, he has a subscription to the EA Access, and he just gets to play it as long as he wants for these new games. He still has to buy them. So it's almost like just playing a demo or early access, and that your save file does carry over. But you still have to buy it. It's not like, oh, $4.99 a month and get to play the new Madden and the new FIFA. You still have to buy it.
He says, yes, there's a 10% discount. New games, you get a 10-hour trial.
There you go. So, yeah. So that's what he said. He's like, it's like a weird modified, glorified, extended demo type system. But you don't get to keep it. Because he was like, oh, I still got to buy it. And I was like, but you're paying them monthly. He's like, yeah, but I'm paying it to play early. And, you know, you get some bells and whistles. And like he said, the 10% discount, you do get a discount. And they throw all the older games are in the vault that they have. So you could always play those older games. But the newer ones, you still got to buy them outright.
They have older games on there without having to pay.
Yeah, the Vault ones. Yeah, he was playing like Burnout and stuff like that. And then Fight Night.
Hey, man, Third Eye Questions works both ways too, man. You know, we ask you motherfucker shit too sometimes, man.
Oh, and Tony, you know what? You do have it.
I do. Because
it's in Game Pass.
I just realized that's like, yeah, I do have it. I'm pretty sure I have it somehow. Yeah, it's because of that.
Yeah. And you still bought the Fallen Order.
That was before that shit was integrated. But I'm going to play on PlayStation. I want my Platinum, you know?
Wait, Fallen Order's on Game Pass?
Isn't it? It's an EA game.
Yep. Yeah. It's on Game Pass.
Excuse me? Yo, man, play that shit. Yeah, that's one game that I've actually wanted to play.
Badass, man. Play it. Yeah.
Remember, two more days, Republic Commando comes back.
More days.
That's another EA game. I wonder if that's going to be on that access.
Carlos, they're saying it's been on Game Pass.
Yeah. This is why we were hyped about it when they announced that they were buying the EA Play thing, because everyone's like, "Ah, EA Play is just mess." It's like, no, look, it's EA games now on Game Pass, so big deal.
Yeah. Oh, that's why we were having a conversation on the Discord. Shout out to the Discord, throw it on Discord. About
always popping,
always popping, man. We were talking about the possibility of maybe Mass Effect: The Legendary Collection on Game Pass. That would be sick.
Anything's possible. It's all about money and Sony, Microsoft got money for days, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, and Nate, you already know, man. Got to get that platinum, man. I got that shit.
That platino?
What about that platinum Andromeda? Man, play that fucking Andromeda shit. Goddamn.
Andromeda? I played that shit. I didn't platinum it, though.
I rage quit. I couldn't do it.
I didn't plat the first Mass Effect because I came later after. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the last. Believe it or not, that was the last Mass Effect game that came to PlayStation. But I got the platinum 2 and 3. But
don't worry about that.
We're gonna go back. You're gonna go back from the beginning.
I played it already, but I just didn't plat it.
No, but I'm saying for the Mass Effect Ultimate Super Collection, are you gonna go back and play Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3?
Probably not.
That's too long.
I'm already done. You know, to be honest, already.
Yo, man.
I'm good. I played those games.
Yeah.
We're all going back to play old games, like, you know, like the Avengers did, trying to travel back to get the Infinity Stones to beat Riku Thanos.
But some of them are sure. Republic Commando, that's like under a 10-hour that experience. That's fine. You could do that one day. Like,
no, that's a short
it's
game.
A short game. That's different. When
did that come out? I've never played that game. Where did it originally come out on?
Original Xbox and PS2.
Yeah, original Xbox and PS2.
Oh, yeah. No wonder. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
I remember. No, I mean, I'm gonna say this. I would say that game is pretty damn cool. Like, I remember Chris and Adam playing that shit, be like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, loved it.
Good stuff. All right, moving on. I'm gonna play through them on the PS5, but I don't know about the plat. My gaming backlog way too strong for that right now. Yeah, just, you know, if you want to play the Mass Effect games, just play them once. And yeah, Dragon Age, that's also on EA Play, I'm guessing. All right.
Play that.
Moving on. This is from Retry. Ooh, I like that name, Retry. Simple. Are you going to play Outriders? I will be. Thank you, Game Pass.
Outriders? What is that again?
That's a Scorpion game.
Same thing with the gamepad, all that stuff, but I have a feeling I'm going to end up playing it on the PlayStation just because I have more people that I play with that are going to be playing it.
But it's cross-save.
It's cross-play, but it does matter because how do I still find them unless it has its own friend list?
Oh, I don't know how that works.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's great. I can play with others. That's for the masses. But if I want to just play with you exclusively connecting, if I'm on Game Pass and let's say you're on PlayStation, how can I find you?
I don't know how yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
You know what I mean? There's no way of doing that. It doesn't have its own internal friend list. I would have to pick up, you know, this device, a phone, and then do the Nintendo system and then call you on here and talk to you while we're playing. Because
Is that it worked kind of like how Modern Warfare does, the remake, where it has own like internal friends list?
It could be that.
Yeah,
I honestly don't know.
You played it already? Do you see a friends list? I haven't played it.
I haven't played it. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm reviewing the game. I got the code on Thursday, but I refrained from playing it because it was fucked up. You couldn't even play the single player version of it because it's always online, right? So it's all fucked up. But it's like stable now, so I'm gonna start playing it. So I will have my review eventually. I'm just keeping it around here, some insider baseball shit. If I get a review code like a day or two before the launch, I'm just like, you guys are gonna get that review when you.
No, it don't come that. You got at least a week.
If it comes a week, then I'll do my best to get it on embargo day. But bro, I get this shit like 2 days before embargo. I'm like, nah, you guys are waiting. You know, you'll get your review. It's going to be on my time. So, yeah, but I've already talked about Outriders before. I went to L.A. to play last year, literally the last gaming event I went to. Then I played the demo, which was literally the same demo I played last year. Adam, did you and I play it?
I tried. Remember, you had a full team.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because there's only three people. It's not four.
Yeah, it was me, Chris, and I think it was J-Boy we were playing. It was cool. You know, it was cool. But
yo, Tony,
what's up?
Just real quick, if you can raise your audio level a little bit up, because thanks to Pig Den for mentioning.
Listen, guys, if there's ever any audio things on the show at all, please let us know. Because see, my computer has this stupid fucking habit. I sound better now, don't I? Because I usually have this shit at 92, it went to 84. You know? I wish you guys would have told me that shit an hour ago. Fuck. You know? Let me know how you sound in the chat now, people.
Sounded fine to me. So
yeah. Well, the thing is, I sound fine to you guys here.
But it's over the OBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody says sound good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, because I always have it set to 94, but I forget. Sometimes I have to check on it because sometimes it'll dip down to 80 or 84. You know, fucking bullshit. My bad, people. Again, let me know that shit because sometimes they're like, "What the fuck was I even talking about?" But yeah, Outriders. The game's all right. It's all right. Here's the thing. It's better than Anthem, at least. That's not saying much. Here's the thing. They're at least trying to present a story to you, and I appreciate that. Because you got games like Adam Keeper, even The Division. They're like, all right, you know, it's somewhere back there, the story. Just go kill shit. That's good, but these guys are at least trying, you know? Destiny 2 is just like, story, fuck that. Just go kill shit, which is cool, but this one's actually trying. But it's a very by-the-numbers third-person shooter. It's exactly what you think it is. It's Gears of War meets Destiny, you know?
You know, interesting Gears thing, of
Destiny?
Though.
Yeah, Gears of Destiny. Go ahead, Brett.
I've heard several people saying, like, yeah, I'm not really sure, but fuck it, I'll give it a try. It's free. Like, we got a question earlier in the show about, you know, does Game Pass influence your decision? Like, I've noticed a lot of, you know, people being influenced by the fact that it's on Game Pass, you know, and they're usually the people that weren't super interested.
Yeah.
Like, if you're interested, you're interested. It's the other crowd, the hesitant crowd, that seems to be like, yeah, you know what, fuck it, I'll try it. And for an online game, it's really going to boost the population numbers, which is, it's kind of, you know, you live or die by the numbers on an online game.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think this game specifically, it's going to sound like a diss, but take it how you will. It's a Game Pass type of game for sure. You know what I'm saying? It's just good. It's good, but it's not great. you probably shouldn't be spending money on it. So try it on Game Pass. You know?
But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, it feels the same slot as like Fortnite. Like those activity games. Like they want you to, when you're bored, to just kind of go back to Outriders and shoot some stuff.
Yeah.
The same way I just dick around and Fallout.
Yeah, pretty much. What about the rest of you guys? You going to try Outriders?
I mean, I might check it out.
I will.
Everybody's answer at the same time. Right, Adam, you go first.
Maybe. I have the demo. I still have to play the demo. I'll try it down. But a lot of people, you guys, and I have some other friends on PSN, they're like, oh, this is going to be awesome. We're going to play and do this stuff. But the fact that it's only three people.
Yeah, that's kind of whack.
It's kind of whack. You know, and I was like, well, all right, I'll jump in and whatever. If it's, I'll try it.
Yeah. Brett?
It's free and I got Game Pass, so I'll try it.
There you go. Carlos, Mr. Romero.
Oh, didn't unmute. Yeah, same as Brett. You know, it's on Game Pass. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try. Do you know, does anybody know if it's, they have so many names, but like the PC, like available on PC as well?
Yeah, I got the PC. I got it on PC myself.
No, but like for Game Pass, like on Game Pass, on PC.
I have no idea. I'm playing it on Steam, so I don't know.
Okay,
this is where Brian comes in.
Yeah,
I've heard that it's only on Game Pass for Xbox, not on Game Pass for PC.
Interesting.
Play anywhere. Play anywhere is the name of the thing.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, since you're talking, what about you, Outriders?
It's one of those things where I don't care that much, but everyone keeps talking about it, so I'll check it out eventually. So, yes, but not now.
Yeah, Manny, you don't even know what this game's all about. Like, you were like, "What?"
No, I don't even know. Like, Outrise just sounds like some generic ass shooter game. Like, why is anybody even talking about this thing? I mean, if it sounded like anything or looked like, I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, what? So it looks like it takes place in the same place, the same universe as every other online shooter takes place. Overly designed, armor. You know, vanity armor. You know, people with fucking with eyeshadow and painted fucking black nails. Who gives a shit? I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the more and more people get used to this shit, they're more accepting of this lousy ass game design and visual game design.
Tell me how you really feel, man.
I just told you.
Yeah.
And Nate, I don't know. Maybe people's expectations are so fucking low that this just looks like a diamond in the rough. I don't know, but it just whatever.
The diamond in the rough. The diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But hey, you know, it's not a game for me anyway. So
yeah. By the way, Nate is in the chat right now, all caps yelling, "My thoughts, yes, 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 yes." So he agrees with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the deal is. It's like, what, big whoop?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think the whole thing is like, it's a Square Enix game and it's People Can Fly. So people are like, oh, my God, you know. And let's just be real, there's no new games out right now. So
if it was a real Square Enix game, it would look like a fucking Square Enix game. This is like an Eidos game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Western side.
It's a very Western looking game. Now, let's say Outriders looked like fucking Final Fantasy or any one of those crazy ass games. I think it'd be a lot more, eye catching than it currently is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just dudes, people with guns shooting shit out of each other.
Yeah. Oh, you got a nice one here. This is from Jay Shep. He goes, "Yo, big shout out to E-Man for always replying to fans on Twitter. Shit means a lot to me."
Yeah, I try to say stuff to, you know, I'm not the most communicative person online, but yeah, every so often I try to chime in on there and not be like the door is always closed.
Well, man, he's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He's a man
of the people.
He's a man of the people.
On that note, I do need to apologize to some of the good faith fans that respond to me or whatever, and I don't see your replies. I'm sorry, because it gets drowned out by a million idiots, so I can't help it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yo, man, that check mark is real, son.
I'm telling you, man, that thing is a fucking bullseye. That's what it really is. But no, it does suck that I was like, I don't respond to some like good faith tweets and shit because they're drowned out by all these fucking idiots arguing with each other in my timeline all day, you know?
It's funny when those arguments start to break out, I instantly mute them.
Yeah.
When I start seeing like people back and forth.
I have to mute my own threads because again, I'm not arguing with these people. I don't fucking bother. That's a waste of my time, you know? I have to mute my own threads because it just doesn't end, you know? Like both of them, I posted thousands of responses. I'm like, yo, all right. All that shit just got out. And it's just dude yelling for 3 years. Like, yo, go get some pussy or something, man. Is this really that important? What the fuck is wrong with you guys? You know? Okay. Everybody in chat saying they understand. But yeah, just again, because I like to respond too, guys. But, you know, these assholes, man, they, you know, can't do it. It's crazy. All right. Moving on. Next question. This one's from Villa Kyle. First up, okay, he goes, I recently went down the Starfield rabbit hole only to find a reveal trailer that reveals nothing and a slew of Todd Howard interviews where he dodges questions. The hype for this game is unreasonable. I say all that to pose a theoretical question. If Starfield turns out to be everything fanboys expected, basically a quadruple A game, if you could believe the internet, and Xbox announces exclusivity, how does Sony counter, or do they have to counter? You don't have to counter shit, bro.
The game will never live up to expectations, no. Period. The hype is so high, it's not going to levitate.
It's funny because there's all this expectation for nothing. You've just seen a fucking logo. Now you're making up your own fucking game. They gave you a name, a logo, and some fucking scrolling space, maybe some voiceover, and that's it.
And Zack Snyder effect over here. It's like, oh, this is gonna be the second coming. This is everything we wanted. You know,
I feel like. I mean, yes, you can have the hype. It's Bethesda. They have the tenure. You know. The thought is that it's essentially a Fallout in space. But at the same time,
we already got
temper yourself, yo, because they ain't nothing. They haven't showed you a damn thing. They haven't even given you a fucking date. You get excited over a logo. Yo, man, that logo's hot though.
Yeah, I think the whole hype thing is just it's a Bethesda game, and it's, you know,
yeah,
it's always going to come with that type of baggage.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. You want to know what your hype does? It gets you extreme disappointment, like what happened with Fallout 76.
Oh.
Temper that shit, because if you're expecting an explosion, you may not get exactly what you expected. Same thing with Cyberpunk.
Okay, hold on. I want to open my popcorn. Okay, Brett, go.
Pop that corn.
This time is Manny talking shit about Fallout 76, man. Let's hear this. All right, Brett, you have the floor. Yeah, I know you got to say something.
Yeah, it's a fun game now. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Of Starfield, what do you think about do you think this game's overhyped?
Yeah, I mean, Starfield is the dream of a game. It's not actually a thing. It's just all a grand illusion that we're holding together that one day gaming could be this. It's not going to come, and if it is, it's sure shit not going to be exclusive to anything.
Brett, hold on, I'm confused. Are you talking about Starfield or Star Citizen?
I'm talking about Star Citizen. I'm sorry. I was wondering, like, why the fuck we were talking about this. Now everything makes sense. Okay.
What? I don't know why it was a question. So.
It's hilarious. Yeah, because
I was like, why are people asking about Star Citizen? But okay, sure, whatever. Starfield.
You literally just described both games, bro. It perfectly described both games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you... Star Citizen is an effective marketing strategy because they don't need to release a game. All they need to do is just keep threatening they are going to and then update it every so often, and get you paid $1,000.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, Starfield, what do you think?
I'm excited about it, man. Like, Bethesda has a pretty good track record of making big open world games. I think they slipped up a little on 76. But I can't, honestly, playing the game again recently, I can't say, yeah, they definitely fucked up with the no NPCs. That was just a bad choice. But I can't say that they didn't release what ended up being a fun game. And I say that hesitantly because, like, I've still experienced some bugs in this. And my screen blacked out a couple of days ago, and I had to, you know, just when I was in a quest area, and I had to log out and log back in. So, you know, cyberpunky type shit. So it's, but I've always felt like these kinds of games are this giant, precarious pile of awesome. So I always kind of love that stuff, and I'm willing to trade structure and security for just open world craziness and doing whatever I want. So at the end of the day, I think they released a good game. So I can't say that, you know, it's like Mass Effect Andromeda. I can't say they just missed the mark. Maybe they had the A-team come back and play it up, clean it up. But my point is, if anybody can do it, Bethesda can do it. It's if you explained the type of game that this is, people will be like, oh, that sounds like a Bethesda game. Because, honestly, they take on the most. They try to make the biggest, most immersive worlds. Pretty much in the industry. You show me a game that you have more freedom and choice and space than Fallout, and I am definitely buying that game. But as it stands, Bethesda games are the games where, I don't know, man, you have ADD, do whatever the fuck you want. So if they're pretty much all I'm hearing with Starfield is, yeah, that and space.
Well, so there sure, you go.
It'll be janky. It will have jank to it. I virtually guarantee this.
Yeah. All right, anything else you guys want to say about Starfield?
Yeah, I mean, it's a logo, so gotta be prepared. This might not even come out.
No shit.
You know, it's
a logo.
Agent.
It could be an agent situation. I mean, Agent is Rockstar, yeah. You know? You know, Brett was talking about name a open world game. That's a Rockstar specialty. And Agent, I don't know where the hell that shit's still in the vault. That JPEG is still in the vault.
Yeah, Ray, who knows, man?
Well, the website is still there.
Really?
The website, the Agent website is still up. And number two, Rockstar keeps, re-upping the, the license to the name. So they keep it, but it's not coming.
They don't want anybody else to make their own agent.
I mean, you don't want to take that agent.
Yeah, Metroid 4 is one of those situations. Like, dude, really? It's just a fucking logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got more from 8 Days and Star Wars 1313.
Yeah, than we did for Starfield, man.
Yeah, you at least got to see fucking 1313. You know, whatever state it was, it could have just been CG bullshit, like a lot of shit is. But you know. At least you got to see it.
I mean, Bethesda's still on my good graces, so I guess I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now. But we'll see. Once we hear more from it, I'll adjust my hype accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to get excited about something you've never seen.
All I'm saying is the thing I want the most, I want Microsoft and Bethesda to announce this as an Xbox exclusive. I'm going to be on Twitter all fucking day. That's going to be free entertainment all fucking day.
We may drown in the tears.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious. Because the thing is, I don't give a fuck either way, so it's just funny to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can't wait. All right, let's move on. What's up, Brian?
I just have like the last thing to say.
Yeah.
Todd House lies way too much, so I have zero trust in this.
Yeah. Todd House.
Like, as hip hop gamer would say, you lying.
Like, after all the stuff he talked about Fallout 76 and what happened, I'm like, nope. That man should just shut up. He should just sit there, smile, and just say nothing.
Smile! Oh, go ahead, Brett.
But you're okay with CD Projekt Red? Like, I thought we were in the same boat here.
Who said
now,
I'm okay with it?
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm just saying, we're in the same boat, man. You're allowed to like your game.
Who said that I'm okay with it?
I mean, you're still playing it, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still playing for some reason.
Nope.
You're hesitant to them as a studio about their next game then, right? Like, they don't get the benefit of your doubt anymore?
Nope.
Okay, cool. I'm not trying to have a gotcha moment. I'm just genuinely asking
a question. Gotcha.
Nope. Again.
Psych!
Everyone's allowed to have that one free pass card, you know, and once they fuck it up, then like, no more. You get put them back in line with everyone else.
Oh, everybody gets one.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, Bethesda had theirs with Skyrim, and since then I'm like, nope, you go to the back of the motherfucking line. Fuck you.
Ah, man. I know how that feels,
Brian. Back the line.
I mean, I had to do the same thing with BioWare, man. They're in the back of the line. Oh.
I did the same thing with SOCOM. SOCOM 4, slap out of the hands, fuck off, back of the line.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. All right, let's move on. Next question. This one is from, also from Bill Cow. More of an evergreen question. All right, what's a feature you always wanted to see in a game that hasn't been realized? For example, I always wanted to see an online multiplayer full of FPS with fully indestructible world. For example, if I blow up the first floor of the building in a war zone, the whole building comes crashing down and kills everybody inside. So, yeah, what features do you want in games? And you go as fucking nuts as you want, man.
I mean, destructible environments would be great.
Yeah, fully destructible.
When would they undestruct?
Probably the next match.
But if it's an open world online game, then
that company had where you can destroy buildings and it would stay that way and you can go back and it would still be destroyed.
Red Faction Guerrilla, I think, did that too, but I don't know if it stayed like that.
No, every time you reloaded, all the buildings were kind of. But that's the thing, if it's online open world, like it's a perpetual world, so that when does it change? It's not like it can change when you're not looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Black did it years and years ago for PlayStation 2 and Xbox.
Was that a perpetual online game? One.
No, it wasn't
online. No, it was just a single-player game.
Surprised Black Metal Gamer didn't ask questions today, by the way. Storing it out there.
Didn't Call of Duty have that thing? Where it was like the buildings would come down and
You're talking about Battlefield.
I'm talking about Battlefield? Okay. I get those two mixed up. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So what features do you want in games that have...
Superman games.
Bad Company. That's the one.
Yeah. So what feature that you've never seen in a game before would you like to see in a game?
Well, I did say the destructible environment. Like fully destructible. Not just like, hey, look, we just changed the texture on the wall. Or this wall, or this building disposed to fall down the same way every single time.
I want to see some kind of real integration with Spotify and whatever other streaming services you want to use. Like on the PlayStation, yes, you have it where you can start Spotify and it'll substitute the music that's within the game. But why can't we just swap out or generate and just implement our own playlist? So just going to audio options, it's like, hey, you want to link with your Spotify account for the argument right here? It's like, yes. And it's like, all right, any of your playlists? Yes, I create a playlist just for it. So every time I boot up the game, now I listen to it. Like I remember back in the day, wrestling games, especially on the 360, had where if you created a wrestler, you can then select their entrance song of whatever audio you had loaded on the 360. So you can literally download their official theme song and then dump it on there and link it up and there you go. So it'd be cool if there was a way that you can just link that for the next Grand Theft Auto, for example. Same thing. And on the radio, it's like, oh, link to your Spotify and where's your playlist and boom, that channel, there you go. All the music that you want is right there within the game linked. I want that feature.
Yeah. I want it so, like, changing the difficulty changes the AI. Right, because I hated how in most games where basically like the more you put up the difficulty, you get weaker, enemies get stronger. That's basically what it boils down to, right? I want it so like even if I have it on the hardest difficulty, I'm still as powerful. Enemies are still powerful, but they'll do smart shit. You know, they won't just be doing the same thing over and over again. I think that'll be cool because that'll be like real like repub. It's like I want to play this shit on hard. Let's see how smart these motherfuckers are. Because then I gotta be smarter than them. You know what I'm saying? So I think that would be pretty cool because I honestly believe if developers really wanted to give us better AI, they can right now. They just don't because they know most people like dumb enemies. So that's why they don't give us smart enemies. You know, like if you get a game like fucking Alien Isolation, like that motherfucker is smart. They could do that with more games, but they don't want to because they want games to be easy for people, you know? So I think that would be cool. Like, the difficulty scale, like, when the higher difficulty is, the smarter the enemies get. Then that means the smarter you have to get. That'd be dope. All right, Carlos, what about you?
I can't think of anything, like, anything new. I guess I wouldn't be a good director for a video game. Maybe something that they can bring back is... you know, I don't know if someone's done this, but I mean, like the Mass Effect thing where everything matters. Well, actually, that's a new thing because at the end of the day, it never mattered. I want that. I want what they promised for Mass Effect to be, you know, in a game. It's like you have decisions, all of them, you know, branch out, and you end up with. I mean, a lot of RPGs kind of do this, but really, like that affects everybody. Your relationships with characters, whether characters die or not, whether you get different endings. Oh, go ahead, Adam.
One game just did that, and as of the Call of Duty Cold War. Has multiple endings, and yeah, relationships, who you keep alive, who you decide to kill, you get that impacts the ending. So there is, it's not like one of those telltales where it's like all these little tree branches, but you all get funneled back to the same result. Nope, different results.
So there weren't different colors at the end?
There were a bunch of, there was 6 or 8 different options, different endings for it. So there's different paths.
Blue, magenta.
He's not getting it.
Yeah, he's not getting what you're talking about.
I don't do
it. It's a Mass Effect joke. Don't worry about it.
No. Well, the Mass Effect dad was broken right off the bat because I remember with the Mass Effect 2, the chick with the helmet on that you never got to see her face.
Tali.
She died early on in my game. I let her die. And then all of a sudden, right before the last mission, she shows up in my bunk to do the... You know, the old in out, and I'm like, "What? You're dead. What are you doing? Why are you here?" And they didn't.
I am a ghost.
She just showed up, and she's like, "I'm going to show you my face." And she takes the helmet off, and they do that whole thing. I'm like, "But how? This is broken. You died like fucking 6 hours back."
Let's see if I don't have a line where Shepard's like, "But wait a minute, Tali, you've died. Why are you here?"
Yeah, it's like, where's that dialogue so I can pop that up? That was bullshit. That pissed me off. That right there just took me out of the whole thing. Because that was leading up to the main mission, final battle. And when she did that, like, this doesn't make sense. That must have been 3 then. Maybe that was...
It was 3.
Yeah. Brett, feature you want to see in a game you've never seen before?
I just want to see the whole open world persistent thing working. And I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, man, I mean, the Fallout 76 is kind of the game that I want, but just more so. Like, I want to be able to go anywhere, I want to be able to do anything, I want to pick anything up, I want to be able to have lots of dialogue choices. I just want you to expand and actually include, or actually make the game that you've been promising me for fucking years.
Brett, you're already playing that game.
I kind of am, but like, you know, I'm sure there's more that could be done. It could be more made more like the single player. There's still restraints in it because it's a multiplayer game. I'd like to see those removed.
No, I'm talking about, it's called Life.
Oh.
Yeah, you have infinite dialogue choices. You have a whole crazy job system.
Yeah.
The only problem is you can't finish it in 6 hours.
Yeah, and there's consequence.
There's consequences to your actions.
Fucking consequences.
Fucking things. All right, Brian.
Okay, Adam. The thing that you noted, that actually was a thing in GTA 4 for PC. You could actually have like MP3s in your folder, and then have like as like a custom station where it actually play like a actual song. And also, so did. Oh my gosh, I don't know that name.
There was a few games, but that's what I'm saying. I want that to come back and at least now have it with the services because they're not letting us dump all this shit on consoles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But at least link a service, whatever streaming service you use, but then because we all have playlists on there. And then that way that can be the channel and we can just go in that direction. That's what I want to see come back and just be a standard feature, especially for like racing games and all that. Come on now.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. What I want is an actual branching narrative game rather than just they say it's branching, but it really doesn't really branch. It just comes back to it. Everyone ends up with the same ending. I don't want that. I want actual different endings based on what you did. So, for example, with Mass Effect, I want an option where you just don't even bother with the Reapers. You let them ruin the world and you go off and do something else. I want that game, rather than like, oh, no, you have to do this because the game says you have to go down this route and you have to do these things. Like, no, you know, like those old, quote-unquote, old choose-your-own-adventure books. I want that as a video game.
Yeah, and Brian, they some like visual novel games do that, but they're visual novel games. They're not actual games.
Games.
Yeah. So I kind of, when you were mentioning that, because I kind of have the same answer or similar answer. Like when I played, for example, Steins Gate Zero on the on my Vita,
right? Life.
I'm like, it means life. I got a different ending than what happened in the actual show. So it's like, I was like, oh, wow, you got that? That's crazy. Like, and all of the branches that took me to that ending were different to everything that the other branches did. So that would be awesome in an actual game. I still haven't seen anything like that. You know, Mass Effect tried, and kind of, even though it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite franchise of all time, the first three, there's no fourth game at all. I think that was the best attempt at it.
Yeah. You know, by the way, speaking about that whole branching narrative thing, that never bothered me with Mass Effect, because I was like, okay, I'm a renegade. I'm doing all renegade choice. I'm Paragon. I'm doing nothing but Paragon. Like, I never say to myself, like, what would I do? I would be like, what would Paragon Shepherd do? What would Renegade Shepherd do? And I always stuck with that very rigidly, you know, because I want to experience it like a story and then replay it and do the same thing, you know, like, you know, like,
yeah, if I go, like a character though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're writing. That's because you're a writer, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always liked that. When I play a game like that, I never think, what would I do? I think, what would that character do? You know? And, you know, so that's how I enjoy those games. I guess it's more fun that way. Like, me, I'm like, dude, I'm trying to get away from my life when I play a game. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to play with somebody else, you know?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder every time I play a game, like, I always, Tony knows this, but some of you guys don't. Whenever I play a game where you can make your own character, I like kind of building the most pin-up-y character I can. It's a challenge, and it's fun, and it's not me. I'm not trying to play the character. I'm going to stare at the character forever and judge it. Based on, you know, like, I made her eyes too close, but like it's not a representation of me. It's a representation of something I created. Like, what would they do? But I do know people that cannot get away from, but it's supposed to be me.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, no, but it's not. They're like, yeah, but I'm the one making the decision, so it's me. No, like, not really.
Like Tony's big booty chick in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh yeah, that whore.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, that's not me. That's her, man. You know, that bitch is crazy. You know, she doesn't play anything the way I would play Grand Theft Auto, you know, but that's how she is, man. She was raised hard, bruh. You know, fucked up shit happened in her life, you know, so I try to play her authentically, you know. All right. I think we're going to the last question here, but you know how Throwdown does it, man. We did the show all right, man. Full show, you know. All right.
We can leave you hanging.
Yep. Piggy Dan. Last question of the night. This one's fun. Okay, there's a Pizza Hut Pac-Man promotion that just launched. What has been your favorite food video game related promotion? Sweepstakes, special edition foods, whatever. This is crazy. I like this question.
Easy for me. Easy.
Yep, easy.
Doritos Pope.
I said Call of Duty Mountain Dew. Do the dog, get the codes, get the cap, then you go and you redeem and you get a double XP for like 15 minutes or half an hour. I think it was like 15 for the 20 ounce, and if you had a 2 liter, you got like a half hour. I mean, half hour, and then, or maybe it was an hour, something like that. But depending on the size and the volume, if you got like a 6 pack, whatever, you have in the little seal inside. Man, I used to do that all the time, and I think Doritos had it on the inside of the package too. But it was a Mountain Dew for me because I love my Mountain Dew Code Red and stuff. So that was my perfect link right there. Call of Duty every year, go get some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, all right.
It's hard to not answer Doritos Pope. It's like,
you have to.
It's a freaking meme. Jeff Keighley, what the hell was he doing promoting Doritos when he's like a journalist or whatever? I don't know what the hell he's supposed to be.
He was sponsored, man. That was his sponsorship.
It's like, let me do this interview surrounded by a whole bunch of Doritos and
Mountain Dew. Yeah,
Mountain Dew. I'm like, why? I mean, got to make that money, I guess. But you know, that's when you know he was, you know, trying to sell whatever the hell.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to Jeff Keighley though. He embraces that title. He's like, yeah, I am the Dorito Pope. You know, so
well, he knows how to.
It took him like years.
It did take him a while. He didn't do that at first. You're right about that.
He knows the internet. Like he knows if he just ignores it and he doesn't like, He's the type of guy is like, how can I capitalize on a situation to propel me forward? and that's exactly what he did.
No, but he's not really he ain't gonna go full broke. He ain't gonna show up at the Game Awards and be like, oh, and the whole deal with the, you know, dressed up like, he ain't like that. He won't do that.
Yeah. Hold on, what is this? Ash Corbin says the Goat Feast promotion, God of War 3. What was that? Do you guys recall that? Did they?
I don't.
Some goat meat feast? Or some goat feast? I don't remember that. Let me look this shit up.
Well, but even I, just to go back from when he said, yeah, with the Pizza Hut and the Pac-Man, is there really a promotion or connection? They just mentioned Pac-Man. I don't see how they're advertised. They're not selling anything with Pac-Man.
Sony offers sacrifice to God of War. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
This is from 2007. I don't know about
that. That's not like fake.
No, I'm reading this from CNET. I'm reading this from CNET from 2007.
Oh
shit! Check this out. Sony electronic maker apologizes for using butchered goat to promote a video game. Oh shit!
Oh well, I mean, to be
Okay, so by the way, I'm reading this old story from 2007, but it's real. It's from CNET. Many believe violent video games are unhealthy for the kids. Last month, Sony proved it. A decapitated goat was the center. So it was the centerpiece of a party company thrown in Greece to promote the PlayStation 2 title God of War 2. Oh shit!
Yo, man, they like, yo, in Greece, they like their goat heads.
Yeah,
it's all good. But they like that shit.
Yeah, and Sony had to be like, we got it from a butcher. We didn't kill it ourselves.
I mean, it's kind of ironic because it's kind of ironic because a lot of their fans act like sheep.
Oh, damn!
That was a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
There you go.
15 years, Carlos finally learns what a mic drop is, man. He doesn't understand. He's like, that wasn't a mic drop.
He can leave the chat.
Oh, that was a mic drop. There you go. You finally did it, Carlos. You've become a man tonight, man.
Hey, man, it's not the first time, and it won't be the last time.
You know, I know it was the first time.
I don't know what you guys talk about.
Oh, man. But I can't really recall any. The Doritos Pope is the only one that comes to mind. That's hilarious.
Sneak King.
I was about to say that. Burger King literally was selling fucking Burger King-themed Xbox games. No, they weren't selling them. You could get that shit for free, by the way.
You had to buy a meal and then
get a meal, but I mean, you got the game, but still, like, you get you either
your
got
brother had all of them.
No, he didn't. He only had sneaking. He didn't have the there was a racing game that
you could have the bumper car. That's the only one I had, whatever the bumper car one was.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the mini Xbox fridge count as a food type of item? I mean, you put food in a fridge.
Well, I think it's only going to be for drinks, right? Because those mini fridges, it's not the first time to do it. We'll call it.
I mean, I could put a whole sandwich in there, can't I? Like half a sandwich?
The new cola fridge. I wanted that forever because that shit was awesome.
I'm going to count that. You put food in the fridge, I'm going to count that as a promotion because it had Snoop Dogg in it. I like Snoop Dogg. So there you go.
Here's the question. The fridge that they're selling, right, is it's not the same one that Paris and those guys got, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the little one. Yeah, it is.
That fridge has absolutely no space inside of it at all. It's not really a fridge. It's just like a drink cooler.
Yeah, you put some drinks in there. Usually
that's all it is. It's like it'll hold a six-pack of canned soda. That's it. It's all it can hold.
Fucking half a sandwich I got from 7-Eleven, you know, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah, you can shove it in one of the cola slots.
McDonald's game for Sega. Was there? That sounds familiar.
There was a McDonald's game for a lot of consoles.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, so that counts.
Yeah, but they don't do it all the time. At least it's consistent with Call of Duty and Mountain Dew. We know next time there's a Call of Duty, it's going to have a Call of Duty Mountain Dew. That's a given every year.
Yeah.
I mean, even now, you can get some free Dorito content. Go to their website, and you can get some, you know, new tags and stuff for multiplayer and Call of Duty Black Ops.
So, yeah. Cool. All right, Brian, you have any food-related of gaming promotions come to mind?
Not really, because again, I just block out all ads, so no.
There you go, man. I think that's gonna do it for us people. All right, so yeah, let's plug some stuff. Manny, what you got?
Well, you know, it's April. I keep on talking about Dark Knight's Death Metal, Darkest Night, so that's coming. It's a big old graphic novel. Excellence is real as always, you know. Still working on issue 11, and we got our Kickstarter that was out. Thanks again to everybody who decided to go with that. And I got a couple more things coming up. that I'm working on. So stay tuned for those.
Good stuff. Adam.
Yeah, if you're a Walking Dead fan, go ahead and check out the last episode, which is for the last finals episode of Season 10, Episode 22 for The Walking Dead. And here's Negan. And it's the one we've been waiting for. It's the backstory that they've created for Negan. We should have received this 2 seasons ago. But hey, we got it now. So go ahead, check it out. I Am Negan, Spotify, Coalition, YouTube, you know, iTunes, all the typical places if you're into Walking Dead.
There you go. All right. Just a quick apology. I was not able to do the Falcon show this week on the Coalition with Dana and Rich because I was out drinking. But I did. It was me, Dana, Carlos, and Chris. We did a Godzilla versus Kong spoiler cast over on the Coalition. Yay. And Dana was like, Tony, you want to host it? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to host this shit. You know, so it's basically like spoiler alert, just, you know, on a different channel, you know.
Spoiler alert without the spoiler alert logo.
Yeah, and I did it in the same format as we do spoiler alerts. It was a good time. We talked about the movie for like an hour and a half. We shitted on the human aspect of that movie for obvious reasons. And Carlos, it's funny because I'm thinking more, the more I think, I'm not going to spoil nothing, but like the more I think about the human part of it, yeah, that was really fucking dumb.
It wasn't needed.
Like the more because when I first saw, I'm like, yeah, I was stupid, but whatever. But the more I think about it, yeah, that's just like, bro, what kind of security you guys have there?
You know, like, I think you guys saw the gift that I posted inside of the thing. Somebody posted the wrap it up beat from Bell Show. He's like, this is me after the human parts show. Wrap it up, B.
I said this during the podcast. I think it's telling that the only human person I liked didn't speak, you know? Like the little girl's the only one I liked in the movie, you know? Like he didn't say a word, that's why, you know. but yeah, so go check that out over the Coalition. I Am Negan is there as well, you know, and it's good stuff over on the Coalition, or you know, and obviously, you know, I mean, we're not a Coalition, but we're on the Coalition website, so go check us out there for you know, past episodes, which always have the video and the audio, you know what I'm saying? So that's gonna do it for us people. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, and join the Discord, where this week especially was popping. This week was crazy, you know, after that MLB shit. Woo. You know, Frankie B's always posting Monster Hunter Rise. He loves that game, you know.
Rise.
Right. Make sure you go to literally any podcast app on earth. We're on there. Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now and you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the little bell to be notified when we go live with anything, man. We always have the recap shows on Mondays and Fridays. And then we have Throwdown Clips thrown in every other day. So it's always good stuff on the Throwdown channel. So links to all that stuff down below. Once again, I'll show Tony Polanco. Tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Carlos Romero.
Please, I don't have any time for any gossip. Eh?
Oh, man. Adam Vale.
Get your shot this week, people.
Uh-oh.
Also for it.
Brett Murdoch.
And real.
And Brian Monjoma.
This guy who was half naked, well, this shirtless man just jumped in my game of Monster Hunter World and beat to death a Diablos with 2 fish. I kid you not.
That is the fun of multiplayer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we give them Japanese guys, man. There you go. Brian, by the way, we were on last night, but you know, you didn't jump into the chat. So
oh, really?
You last night
was we were on last night, man.
Oh, sorry. I didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, I'll next time I see you, I'll jab you like, hey, Brian, get in here, man. Let's go. You need some help? Because I ended early because Chris ducked out early. Carlos couldn't make like Carlos was available, but he was doing I Am Negan. I could have helped out with some stuff, you know, but we'll be back on tomorrow, you know.
You know, Adam wasn't available because he hates that game, you know.
Yeah.
I played that shit once.
Yeah. So, Brian, I'll get on there tomorrow and help you smack around some monsters.
Oh, dude, I was on last night.
Oh, shit. You were Well, do you got
what's wrong with you, man? Yeah. What is this?
I got off early. I was like 11:30, but yeah, we'll get together more, man. We'll kill some.
I got on at 9.
Oh shit!
Oh wow!
Man, how did you not see
him? Yeah, I didn't see him. I saw Brian. You know, yeah, Brett was probably playing Fallout 76 though. All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday later.
Hey, take care, everyone.